This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The non-for-profit Regional Plan Association has released some suggestions for making the congestion pricing plan for Manhattan fair for all drivers. The RPA says drivers of cars should have to pay $6.12 to enter Manhattan south of 60th Street between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. Drivers would have to pay another $6.12 when they leave the zone. Overnight and during the day on weekends, the fee would be $3.06. There'd be no charge on weekend nights. The RPA also suggests an alternative plan, which it calls a high peak period model. In that one, drivers entering the zone during rush hour would pay $9.18 each way. Under the RPA's plans, truck drivers would be charged 2.5 times as much. The MTA says it will consider the RPA's report as it decides what the final congestion pricing plan should be. It's due to go into effect in 2021. NYPD officers saved the life of a Central Park runner who was unconscious and without a pulse. Marla Diamond has the story.
Central Park officers Nicholas Noto and Benjamin Barrow arrived in their squad car within a minute of the 911 call. Noto grabbed his automatic external defibrillator, standard issue in all NYPD cars.
Provided one shock to him. After that, my partner continued doing CPR, and the male regained consciousness.
Doctors found a developmental defect in the otherwise healthy heart of the 44-year-old runner that caused his heart to suddenly stop beating.
We visited him at the hospital. He was in good spirits, as my partner said before.
Without their quick actions, the runner's wife wrote in a thank you letter to the officers, "My husband would be gone," 1 week before their first wedding anniversary. In Central Park, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
The NYPD officer shot on Staten Island yesterday is being released from the hospital at this hour. The 30-year-old officer was shot in the wrist while trying to arrest a domestic violence suspect in Stapleton. Other officers shot the man, killing him. Mayor de Blasio called the wounded officer someone who exemplifies the American dream because she came from an immigrant family and grew up wanting to join the force. The Westchester County School Safety Commission is out with its first report to prevent school violence before it occurs. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell has details.
The commission worked for a year to develop a plan to make schools safer. The recommendations include better communication between schools and law enforcement and training to spot troubled kids. Westchester DA Anthony Scarpino.
The committee's focused on creating a sort of blueprint or checklist of best practices for every school campus in Westchester.
One focus is emotional well-being. Michael Orth heads the county's Department of Community Mental Health.
Incidents of target violence at school rarely were sudden or impulsive acts.
There are more than 400 schools and 40-plus police agencies in the county. In White Plains, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police believe a 5-year-old girl who disappeared from a park in Bridgeton, New Jersey Monday was likely abducted by a family member, but Dulce Alvarez's mother says she knows that's not the case. Police issued an Amber Alert last night after witnesses described the kidnapper as a possibly Hispanic male with a red van with tinted windows. Dulce's mother tells NJ Advance Media she just wants the kidnapper to return her girl and stop making her family suffer so much. To the Weather Center, meteorologist Bob Larson. A little cloudier at the moment, but we'll should see some more sun today, too.
Yes, we will. Certainly a difference from yesterday. It was difficult to find so much as one or two clouds at any given point. Today, we'll see the sun sharing the sky with cloud cover. Cool breeze out there. A high near 70. Average high today is 75. We start this evening partly cloudy, breezy, clear, and calm. Overnight, very cool. A low of 53. Well down into the 40s overnight outside of the city. Sunshine tomorrow. Breezy at times, but not as windy as today. And a high about 70. A warm-up begins on Friday. Temperatures now range from 60. 64 in Bridgeport to 70 in Belleville, 67 in Midtown with a high of 70.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.